Toucher.
One major pain in the ass.
Rich.
What the hell are you wearing?
It's the Toucher and Rich Show.
I'm sure there is going to be more than one unpleasant surprise before we're done.
Get in touch with Toucher and Rich. Call 617-779-0985. Or send your instant feedback at 985thesportshub.com. Now, the Toucher and Rich Show.
Closing time for the Chicago Bears defense. They do a great job rushing the passer. And if the Chicago Bears find a candy bar on the offensive line, that's where Julius Peppers will go. But this is what the Bears love to do, rush at closing time.
Eating the Z or Tweedly D, girl.
And there it is. Austin. What a treat. What a delight for you in the Austin area today. It's 38 degrees at 6:05. We are Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. Couple five bad boys from Boston don't have a little thing about playing down in Austin.
Pass the gravy, baby, and get down and jam with the candied yams.
That's the best commercial of all time.
Yeah, that's when they were doing a big promo for WBCN.
Yep, for Thanksgiving. It was like, yo, gobble, 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 gobble.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you're listening to Teacher and Rich.
And they're going to be there. Now, are we sending Adolfo early?
Yeah, we're going to send him down there. I thought like around like maybe 8:15, 8:40, we'd send him down there. And by the end of the show, we'll get an update of what's going on there. The Wallach head does need to make an appearance.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I would imagine that the Wallach head needs to be there.
From what?
Wouldn't it be funny if there was only like a dozen people?
Aren't they closing down streets for like 8 hours?
I actually have
in that area. I have all the details here, which I'll pull up. But it starts at 7. The shutting down of the streets.
Oh.
So you have like a little less than an hour to get around that area.
Well, no one goes through there, so it should be easy.
Yeah, it's not a very popular the area to get around.
It's Commonwealth Avenue through Alston is what shut down.
Pretty much. And so are some of the train stops.
All right, Dan, information do you have, Dan?
There's going to be a special guest bringing the band on stage.
I heard about that, yes.
All right, so Rich knows.
Is he the sixth member? Is it Laquadera? Is it Charles Laquadera? Oh, God. Oh, God, is it him?
Rich knows, right?
Yes, it is a Dreamboat. No one else by the name of Tom Brady will be bringing the band on stage, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
According to the Twitterverse, by the way, they couldn't practice last night in Alston, I guess because there's all sorts of sound violations and all that stuff that they would... But has that ever stopped the bad boys of rock and roll? I don't think so.
I heard that the mayor of Austin was a funky lady.
No.
She like it.
Going down to City Hall. So there was apparently a dry run last night outside of the TD Garden. They actually set up the stage, and from what people on Twitter were telling me, was that it was everybody but Steven Tyler, and Steven Tyler was just kind of walking around Causeway, just wandering aimlessly.
Kind of like it was during that concert on Friday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, hey! Wow, bricks! These are my raccoon teeth.
Yes, thank you, Steven Tyler. Okay, so I guess what's going on is that service on the MBTA will be suspended between 10:30 and 3 p.m. and the following streets which run into Commonwealth Avenue, at least for that area. It's at 1325 Com Ave. As far as the street closures, Commonwealth Avenue between Harvard Ave and Kelton Street are going to be closed to both pedestrians and vehicles during that concert. You can just...
Don't walk around here! I'm Aerosmith! Don't walk this way!
The following streets which run into Com Ave from Brainerd Road will be closed. Alston Street, Scottfield Road, Walbridge Street, Redford Street, Griggs Street, Gorham Street, Royce Road... And the following streets which run into Commonwealth Avenue from Glenville will be closed. Long Ave and Swafford Road. So basically, it's going to be a big cluster F.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm from. Long Ave. Long, sweet loving.
Well, hellfire, save matches, a duck, and see what hatches.
Yowza. Give
it a boo. Adolfo, that's right where you live, right? Are you going to be able to walk to where you got to go to get home?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too far from where I live.
No, I'm saying...
I think you missed the second half of the question.
I'm saying, would it be possible for you to go home while these streets are closed?
I think so, yeah.
You have no idea, do you?
How would I know?
Well, because he just gave you the name of all the roads.
Yeah, it's easy for me to get home, yeah.
If anybody's out there right now, if anybody's like already out in front of this stage, call us. I'd like to hear how many people are out there. I'm trying to look up at the news, but it's all stuff from yesterday.
I don't know if the stage is up yet, is it?
It's got to be. Oh, my God, if they're going to play at noon, you got to think the stage is up. They probably worked on it all night. Wouldn't you think?
No, I think Channel 5 is out there now.
Oh, they're out there.
I thought I just saw a guy.
Oh, okay, there it is. Yeah. Okay.
Towing cars. That ain't cars. Funky.
Hell to the now.
E to the Z.
Hey, that's my camera they're towing.
Okay, so this is apparently where Aerosmith lived. This is where the whole band lived together when they first started. Is that the angle? I love how they're trying to make it like it's a get out and vote type thing. It has nothing to do with their new album being out.
Get out and vote, you know, after you sleep tonight.
Looks like I'm looking to stuff a ballot box. Get it?
Oh, go to sleep tonight. Get up tomorrow. Go to work. Maybe at lunchtime vote.
Thank you, Steven Tyler. I appreciate that.
Yesterday, a lot of football action, and it was, like Wallach said in his sports jumble there, Doug Martin from Tampa Bay out of Boise State went nuts. He lost about 14 yards on a carry, which would have even put him higher up. He would have been, but he is a top 10 all-time yards performances. First time ever the runs of, what was it there? First time ever that they had runs of 155, 67, and 70 yards. Yeah, scoring on runs of 145, 67, and 70 yards. The first NFL player since at least 1940 to score on a TD, score three TD runs of at least 45 yards in one game.
Then apparently, that is the fourth single best fantasy day ever.
Really?
Doug Martin did yesterday, yes.
Andrew Luck leading the way with quarterbacks. He had a kind of a record day as well.
It was a record day.
Yeah.
He had, I think it was the best passing game for a rookie.
Right, 433 yards, and that beat Cam Newton's record of 422 set last year.
And Dolphins should be ashamed of themselves because they weren't able to run on the Colts defense.
Yep.
So it's amazing. The Patriots didn't play, yet...
still have the lead.
They still... yeah, things only got better for them. You had the loss by the Bills, loss by the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Looking good.
Well, yeah, that division was... there's no doubt they're going to win that division. It's just funny to see that the Dolphins can't run against the Colts, and the Colts is the worst run defense I've seen this season. And now all of a sudden, Tampa Bay... is four, but, you know, it's funny. As great as the NFC is supposed to be, there's a lot of teams that are struggling.
Look at Indianapolis. Remember how bad they were last year?
Yeah.
And look at what they're doing with Andrew Luck. Reggie Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, leads the National Football League in receiving yards.
Yeah.
He's going to be 34 in 2 weeks. Andrew Luck has been amazing. I think this is the best one-loss record for a rookie quarterback in I don't know how many years.
He has 2,400 passing yards this season, the most of any rookie through his team's first eight games.
Yeah, this is
on top of
unprecedented
that,
stuff.
Yeah, he's the second rookie in NFL history with four 300-yard passing games.
Indianapolis is in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and by the way, the only other person who did that was Peyton Manning. I would say that is it's a hell of a way to come in.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs now. That's not going to be the case at the end of the season. That defense is abominable, just atrocious. But there are crazy things. And then you saw Pittsburgh go into New York and take care of the Giants.
In a game that it looked like there was money on the line and there were refs trying to influence the outcome. I mean, that was embarrassing. That forward pass from Ben Roethlisberger, it was really just a ridiculous... you thought that for some reason some of these guys were on the take, and then at the end they pull it off.
Remember Jay Cutler, and remember that lousy game he had against Green Bay, and, you know, his teammates hated him.
It's tough to remember now.
They have not lost since.
Yeah.
And they're 7-1. Second best record in the league.
That defense is just unfair. It's unfair. How many points were scored off defense yesterday?
I want to say 3 touchdowns. I'm not positive, though. I know it took Brian Urlacher about 4.5 minutes to run that
yeah,
interception
he did it.
Back.
You talking about
he
the pick
made
six?
It in,
yeah,
it but
like 45
I think,
yards?
I think because he's so hard, I think I could probably beat him in a foot race at this point.
But they are a team that is all three. I mean, definitely yeah. all. I mean, you've got the special teams. That defense, though. So they had if I'm not mistaken, they had a block punt yesterday. They had a pick six.
A fumble return for a score. Uh-huh. Charles Tillman forced 4 fumbles by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the only team better than them is the team I keep waiting to lose, which is Atlanta. And theoretically, Atlanta could have lost last night, except it's Dallas. So it didn't matter all that much. But I just don't think they're the best team, but they keep winning games. It's amazing.
Yeah, doesn't matter until after Thanksgiving, my friends. Then you'll see where it all comes down. Of course you could walk home, moron. They're closing the roads so you can walk on them. Duh. They're closing some roads to pedestrians.
Yeah, they just said they're closing the roads to pedestrians, though.
That's what Rich just said. A pedestrian right. is someone walking on the street.
In case you didn't know.
All right, we will break. When we come back, we'll go over everything that happened yesterday that you might have missed.
Tusher and Rich. We've got Boston sports covered. Tusher and Rich morning. Gresh and Zolak middays. Felger and Maz afternoon. Dave and Amendolara. Weeknights on 95 The Sports Hub.
Nobody has more tickets to New England football than Higgs Tickets. Enter the promo code New England at HiggsTickets.com and receive 10% off instantly. That's HIGSTickets.com.
Hey guys, this is DA. Join me as we broadcast live for the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in Woburn right off 95 this Monday night from 6 till 11. It's Monday Night Football, the Scoreboard, plus enter to win a Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill $50 gift card. No purchase necessary for the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The CNS Wholesale Grocers Best Yet IGA Quality Player Sweepstakes runs August 9th through November 30th, 2012. Participants may enter online at cbsbostonsports.com. A total of 13 weekly prizes will be awarded. Weekly prizes consist of a $50 gift card to a CNS Wholesale Grocer that has been pre-selected by the winner. May win an additional $50 gift card for matching the correct player of the game. One grand prize winner will be selected by random drawing from all weekly prize winners. Grand prize is a trip or two to Miami. Travel is from December 1st to the 3rd, 2012, including round trip airfare for two, hotel and tickets to see New England play Miami December 2nd, 2012. Grand prize winner will be solely responsible for submitting a 1099 and completed winner and guest release form. Odds depend on number of online entries received, one winner per household. Open to legal residents of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, or Maine, 18 or older. Employees of CBS Radio, CNS Wholesale Grocers, their parents, subsidiaries, and affiliates, their ad agency, sponsors, promotional partners of the radio stations and metro areas of participating stations, and members of their immediate families or households are ineligible. WBZFM is not responsible for any technical difficulties in attempting to enter this online contest. The station reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process or the operation of the station website. Our decisions are final. No purchase is necessary, void where prohibited. See official rules at WBZFM Studios and online at cbsbostonsports.com.
I'm one of the lenders here at East West Mortgage. In the past few weeks, we've taken hundreds of phone calls about our government-backed FHA program with rates in the threes and no closing costs. If you didn't call because you don't have an FHA mortgage, don't worry, because at East West Mortgage, you can still get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the threes. There is no question that this is absolutely the best time ever to refinance your present mortgage. If you're paying more than 4.5%, on your current mortgage, you'll save hundreds of dollars each year. You still have time to take advantage of rates in the threes and no closing costs.
Call 1-800-EAST-WEST.
Call or see website for details. Subject to credit approval and program conditions. Annual percentage rate is 3.75% effective 10/26/12. Rate subject to change. Savings based on current loan amount, rate and rate offer. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 2750. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department.
Scott Brown. He's been called one of the most bipartisan senators in the nation.
I've kept my promise to be an independent voice. I put people ahead of politics. And now I need your help to keep that independent tradition alive in Massachusetts.
Scott Brown. A husband, a father, a leader.
Let me tell you, things would be a lot better in this country if more people in Washington were willing to think for themselves and work with each other for the good of America.
Scott Brown, the tie-breaking vote to pass Wall Street reform. Scott Brown fights for balanced budgets and low taxes, and he'll work with Democrats and Republicans to create jobs and help small business.
Our campaign will always be about we the people.
On Tuesday, November 6th, vote the person, not the party. Vote Scott Brown.
I'm Scott Brown, running for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Scott Brown for U.S. Senate.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm at the fastest growing insurance agency in Charlotte, talking to their president. Bill, how does CentOS help you get the most from your team?
To win, we focus on customer service. Part of that game plan is protecting customer data. But my agents can't waste hours shredding confidential documents, so I recruited the security experts at CentOS.
They do your paper shredding for you?
Yeah, CentOS shreds all our confidential information. Plus, they help secure my building. CentOS does all my fire testing, inspection, and repair. Everything from fire extinguishers to sprinklers.
I didn't know CentOS did so much for business security.
When their white trucks show up, I know my information and office are safe and secure. And we stay focused on serving our customers.
CentOS is more than a uniform company. They help keep your business secure. To learn about all the ways CentOS can help, visit CINTAS.com and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck. CentOS.
This powder gives you the power. Intech Protein Powder is a superior protein blend offering the highest percentage of protein per serving. For a limited time, try Intech Protein Powder for free. Only available at Performance Nutrition. Get your free Intech Protein Powder from Performance Nutrition. Visit PerformanceNutrition.com.
ABX 2012, home to the largest marketplace for New England's design and construction industry, is coming to Boston November 14th through the 16th at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center. Visit AVEXPO.com to register today.
Here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Week 9 of the NFL season continued yesterday without the Patriots. They're on their bye week. Miami had a chance to tie the Pats atop the division but lost to Indianapolis 23-20. They're now 4-4. The Patriots play Buffalo this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. The Bills lost to Houston 21-9. They're now 3-5. On Sunday Night Football, Dallas had their chances, but they lost to Atlanta 19-13. Tony Romo threw for 321 yards and a touchdown.
You can't really make the mistakes that can cost you. And in this game, you know, we had some key third down plays, you know, that we didn't convert on. I know we had a couple drops, and then we had a short yardage play that we had an opportunity to get. You know, that stuff comes back to haunt you, and you need those plays.
The Falcons are now 8-0. Chicago 7-1. They blew out Tennessee 51-20. Suspended New Orleans head coach Sean Payton, according to ESPN, has had his contract extension voided within the last year, and that makes him available for anyone to sign in February. And the NHL and the union will reportedly meet tomorrow as the lockout continues. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by McGee Chevrolet in Raynham. With free and easy one-click pricing, the best deals are always at McGeeChevy.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
Tutcher and Rich. Recapping what you missed. It's Tutcher and Rich. What happened last night?
The Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. 40 degrees at 6:21. What happened last night, Rich?
Well, it was a field goal fest for the first half, and finally, Michael Turner does this.
And first and goal. To the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Turner.
That's right. Michael Turner with a tie-breaking three-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. Matt Bryant kicked four field goals, and the Falcons beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-13 to extend their run as the only unbeaten team in the NFL, a team that John Wallach does not believe in. Then again, you have good reason to. Let's see what they do in the playoffs. Cowboys trailed 16-6 before Romo tried to put together a comeback, and then he just absolutely Romo'd it out and fell short. The Falcons then worked the clock, holding the ball for 5 minutes, 4 seconds, leaving only 17 seconds after Bryant's 32-yard field goal. But the big highlight of the game yesterday was apparently what happened off the field. When beforehand, during an interview with Bob Costas, Jerry Jones said that Jerry Jones, the owner, would have fired Jerry Jones, the GM, by this time. And so afterwards, Jerry Jones was asked about this, and he seemed none too pleased.
If there was a GM who'd been in this role for the last 15 years, you would have fired him.
Yeah, but he doesn't own the team.
Okay, so
I'm just saying, so what I really meant was that one of the things you do is if you've got a GM that, in this particular case, owns a team, you go in and work on the mirror. And I don't know if that came out on the interview. We talked about it quite a bit.
But at what point do you look in the mirror and say, am I the right man to continue being GM with this team, or would your team be better with another GM in here?
Yeah, when I bought the team, the night I bought it, I said I would be doing what I'm doing, and that's GM the team, make the final decision on all the personnel. That's the way it's always been done. We won 3 Super Bowls doing that, and so I'm going to do it again.
You've also won one playoff game in 15 years, so what makes you believe it's still in this team's best interest?
I think think that I know how our organization runs, and I know the best way to make decisions and for us, and that's the best way. And I know that's what motivates me as an owner and causes me to basically do the best job that I can.
That guy's good. Something tells me he's not going to have a press credential come next week.
No, but those are absolutely the right questions to ask.
Because the answer to it is because it's my team, and
right.
I want to.
I do what I want to do.
Yeah, you buy a team and you run it. Yeah. That's what basically he wants to say. But all this, because you're telling Bob Costas, if it wasn't me, I think it's kind of funny, that whole exchange. You know, Bob Costas, you told him that if you were looking at yourself as a general manager, you would have fired yourself right now. And he's like, yeah, but the part of that you don't understand is that I own the team.
Yeah, right, that I make the decision. I would never fire myself.
Like,
what, are you crazy?
I think that the part you missed there is that, like,
I'm always right.
My good buddy, me, is in charge of everything.
Oh, man.
So I'm not going to go fire myself. Well, that can never happen. See how wonderful that is? I never can be fired. I'm forever atoned from the highest power.
But ultimately, you'd have to think Jerry Jones wants to win eventually, right?
Yes, but of course I want to win, but I want to get the credit.
Yeah.
Yes.
By making the right decision to hire a guy who knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, me. Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
Well, he's got everything taken care of because next year, apparently, Sean Payton is going to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
If I'm Jerry Jones, offer him like $15 million a year to come in and coach
this
team.
Why would Sean Payton come in there, though, when he can't make any decisions?
Because here's what went down yesterday. It's being reported that the NFL have voided Sean Payton's contract extension, which essentially means at the end of the season, he can go wherever he wants.
And the fact that New Orleans losing without him makes him look good.
It makes him look great. And, I mean, he's obviously going to be the most sought-after coach in the NFL next year. And Jerry Jones, he's got a history with Sean Payton. Sean Payton was the assistant coach there from, I think, 2003 to about 2005. He brought in Tony Romo. I think he went to the same college as Tony Romo.
He did.
So he's got that. So you don't think that Jerry Jones is going to absolutely throw whatever cash, whatever he's got, at Sean Payton to get him there?
He might, but then Sean Payton would have to be willing to say, I'm not going to have any personnel, in the personnel.
I know what the working environment's going to be like.
I mean, Parcells did it.
Yeah, but again, Parcells had a little more cachet, I think, than Sean Payton.
Yeah, but Parcells didn't.
At this time, who knows?
Wasn't ultimately the GM. Yeah, if he wants to take a quick money. It depends what kind of personality is. If he's someone who wants all that power, wants it to be all about himself, like 90% of NFL coaches, he would never take that job. However, if he wants to be famous and wealthy above all else, then maybe he takes that
job. I think if you're Sean Payton, you go for the cash grab, especially when you just lost a year of work. You go to the Cowboys.
Well, he's not gonna be getting. I mean, anybody who hires him is going to have to give him a lot of money, but he's also, at most other teams, going to probably get the opportunity to be the head of personnel as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which
anyone's
going to
pay him well. Yeah.
And here's another thing is this Coach Chuck Pagano from the Colts, he's very sick, and he did the pregame speech for the team, and it was very, very nice.
I have it if you want it.
Sure.
It was actually the postgame that was the one that was the. He did talk to him beforehand, but Chuck Pagano comes in, who, as you know, is it leukemia?
It's a treatable form of leukemia.
It's a treatable form of leukemia, but this guy's, you know, been going through some rough times, and he came in to the locker room after their win over the Dolphins. And had a pretty awesome speech to the guys.
I mentioned before the game that you guys were living in a vision. And you weren't living in circumstances. Because you know where they had us in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them. But you refused to live in circumstances. And you decided consciously as a team and as a family to live in a vision.
Yes, sir.
And that's why you bring things home like you brought home today.
Amen.
That's why you're already champions and well on your way. I got circumstances. You guys understand it. I understand it. It's already beat.
Amen.
It's already beat. And my vision that I'm living, see, two more daughters, get married, dance at their weddings, and then hoist that Lombardi several times. I'm dancing at two more weddings, and we're hoisting that trophy together, man. Congratulations. I love all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Get in here, baby. Check on three. One, two, three.
Excellent speech. And of course,
if you were Chuck Pagano, though, don't you think a part of you would want this team to be losing?
No.
Because just like we just said with the coach of the Saints, the fact that the Saints are losing right now and he's not coaching the team makes him look better.
But the other side
different
of it
because
is,
they're
Fred,
winning because
yeah,
of
they're
him.
They're doing
that's
it for
the,
him.
That's the thing. Yeah. What makes it different.
He's inspirational. Yeah. They care about him. I mean, you got a little piece of that there. I think it's not.
But
the
he's
same.
Not coaching the team on a day-to-day basis.
It's different. It's the reason. No one's going to. Everyone's going to think that the reason this team played so hard and beat the odds is because they were doing it because they were inspired by Chuck Pagano. That's why. And I think that obviously that's the entire difference between someone just being suspended or someone just not being there and winning despite them not being there.
Look at the wide receivers. They're not that good. We've gone over time and time again how lousy the defense is against the run. I mean, they don't have a ton of playmakers on either side of the ball, and they're in the playoffs at the halfway point of the season.
He's most likely going to be healthy enough to coach next year. So he comes back and coaches next year. They're disappointing, and people immediately point to the record when he wasn't there, when he wasn't around the team all the time.
Well, that's different. Like if he comes back and coaches a year and it's bad, then that's different. But you can't say that next year he's going to be like a less valuable coach because he wasn't there while he was sick.
I didn't say he's a less valuable coach. I think it makes your life more difficult if you have to sit out for some time and the team does well in your absence.
No, I guess
just
he doesn't
like
have a choice.
Else. Well, he doesn't have a choice. I'm just saying, if you, neither does the coach from the Saints, he doesn't have a choice. He's suspended.
The circumstances are a little different. If he comes back, you know, maybe if they don't play well, there's not as much emotion as there was when he was away and sick and the team had something to play for, you know, emotionally. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. All I know is he started with the team. They obviously like to rally around him, which makes him a good head coach, and they're performing very well.
You want to play a game, who is a better silly goose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So yesterday during the Sunday Night Football introductions, we've all seen everyone go and, you know, so-and-so. Yep. All right, let's start with Tony Gonzalez.
Let's take a look at the Falcon starters.
Matt Ryan, Boston College.
Michael Turner, Northern Illinois.
Usaka Polite, Woody High, and Pitt.
Roddy White, Alabama, Birmingham.
Julio Jones, the University of Alabama.
I'm Tony Gonzalez, University of California.
Sam Baker, Southern California.
Now, is that a shout-out to Ron Burgundy?
I'm Tony Gonzalez, University of California.
With the question marks?
I guess.
Yeah. I think that's what that was. That's what people are saying that was. I didn't even notice that one when it happened, but I did notice Asante Samuel. Yep.
Troy Bierman, University of Montana.
Jonathan Babineau,
Curry Jeer, University of South Panola.
Asante Samuel, Rotter Hill Middle School.
That one's pretty good. That's not bad.
Asante Samuel, Rotter Hill Middle School.
Let's say Asante Samuel wins the Silly Goose Award on that one over Tony Gonzalez.
Is there a joke outside of the middle school?
No, Lauder Hill Middle School? I don't know.
All right, so he's saying his middle school.
He's saying his middle school. What was the one that Atari Bigby said? It was like University of Ja Rastafari.
Rastafari. That's right.
And don't forget the Brandon Merriweather one. Proud father of Morgan Merriweather.
Right.
Out of nowhere. I guess the middle elementary schools have been used before. I did not know that. But nonetheless, I thought that was
Sante Samuel, Lauder Hill Middle School.
That did not suck. That was very funny. By the way, the Lakers finally won a game. After the preseason and everything else, Dwight Howard, you want to talk about silly gooses?
I'm just happy we got a win, man. First win as a Laker, and we get free tacos.
Shut up! I hate you.
I'm going to Disney World.
You're the worst. I hope you continue to lose.
Does he get paid to do that?
No, he's just trying to be
cute.
Being
a man of the people.
Listen, he's so likable. The way he was an ass the entire end of his career down in Orlando.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Oh, you're so hateable.
I guess Gonzalez has done that before. The Ron Burgundy thing.
I'm Tony Gonzalez, University of California.
I like the middle school one better.
Asante Samuel, Rotter Hill Middle School.
And by the way, somebody also made an observation last night. Said he's the only, Asante Samuel, the only person in Atlanta with a winter hat. He's not the only one in the crowd, though.
He did his introduction. He's got this big winter hat on. You're like, wow.
He's not the only one in a Steve Harvey-made suit.
No,
on Sundays at the Georgia Dome, there are a lot of Steve Harvey-made suits. He has his own brand of suit.
And to say that they are subdued in color would be a lie?
No, and to say that they're single-breasted would be a lie as well.
That was the best, a 1 p.m. Sunday Falcons game.
Between the hats and the suits, oh, you were in for something. It was a lot of fun.
It was, oh, yeah, a lot of fans.
A lot of fans.
And I don't mean like fans of the game. I mean like actual fans.
Oh,
yeah. You got to keep yourself cool in the air-conditioned room.
And in the spirit of the Lord, Boomer Esiason followed the action yesterday. What does he think?
This is Boomer Esiason with a CBS Sports Minute and some observations on Atlanta's 19-13 win over Dallas last night. Atlanta, now halfway to a perfect season, has the talent, balance, and refreshing humility. To their credit, the Falcons accept that they won't get any respect until they make a run deep into the postseason. And quietly, methodically, that's just what they have set out to do. Meanwhile, as has become Dallas's hallmark, Cowboys squandered a golden opportunity to gain ground on the Giants, who lost to the Steelers. Wide receiver Dez Bryant, nursing a sore hip, could have rested it Friday night. Instead, with special permission from the team, he went out to a nightclub to celebrate his 24th birthday. To me, Bryant symbolizes the Cowboys. From owner Jerry Jones on down, they make poor decisions, operate recklessly, waste talent, and send the wrong messages. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Get in the zone.
If you're heading out for the holidays, make sure your battery will get you home safely. Come into AutoZone for a free battery test today. And only AutoZone carries proven tough Duralast batteries if you're due for a new one. They're built with patented technology so you get reliable starts in any weather. Don't take a chance on getting stranded this holiday. Make it to your destination worry-free with battery help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends in Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
If you are shopping for winter tires, make sure you ask what is the cost twice a year to change them over. Big money everywhere, and even bigger if you buy them online, but not at Direct Tire and Auto Service. Our winter tires come with a free spring and winter changeover, including balancing, forever. This will save you money over the life of the tires. At Direct Tire and Auto Service, we have the best brands of winter tires, Toyo, Nokian, Blizzaks, and Vredesteins. Call us at 1-800-TIRE-PRO and let us help you get ready for safe winter driving. Direct Tire.
UPS in Chelmsford is now hiring seasonal tractor-trailer drivers. Starting pay is $23 an hour. CDL required. UPS is also hiring CDL and non-CDL drivers, along with package handlers throughout New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Apply at upsjobs.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Busy day, huh, Jen? What do you say you and I get cozy?
No, but thanks.
Oh, no, I meant with a mint hot chocolate from Dunkin' Donuts. Warms you up, and the minty taste chills you out.
Ooh, sounds great.
Then we can grab some dinner.
No, sorry.
Try a mint hot chocolate from Dunkin' Donuts. It has a minty cool taste that keeps you warm. Hurry in for a mint hot chocolate today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts for the irresistible smoked sausage breakfast sandwich with delicious smoked sausage. Try one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Get your own Subway Steak Melt, like the amazing Steak and Bacon Melt, loaded with tender, juicy steak and crispy bacon, or the succulent, smoky Chipotle Steak and Cheese. Subway Steak Melts. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh.
The WBZ-FM Who Rocked the Cut contest runs from August 30th through December 30th, 2012. Participants may enter online at cbsbostonsports.com only. A total of 16 weekly prizes will be awarded. Weekly prize consists of a $20 Supercut gift card towards one haircut. There will be up to 16 grand prizes awarded. Each grand prize is a $200 gift card towards the purchase of one haircut per month for one calendar year. The gift card is subject to the terms and conditions as set forth by the user. Winners will be selected at random. Grand prize will be determined if the contestant selects the same player the post-game show announcer selects. Grand prize winner will be solely responsible for submitting a 1099 and completing a winner and guest release form. Odds depend on the number of online entries received, one winner per household. Open to legal residents of Massachusetts and New Hampshire, 18 and older. Employees of CBS Radio, Supercuts, their parents, subsidiaries, and affiliates, their ad agency sponsors, promotional partners, other radio stations, the metro areas of participating stations, and members of their immediate families or households are ineligible. WBZ-FM is not responsible for any technical difficulties in attempting to enter this online contest. The station reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process or the operation of the station website. Our decisions are final. No breach is necessary, void or prohibited. See official rules at WBZ-FM studios and online at cbsbostonsports.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's.
You get 10% rewards, right?
And you get to help your favorite causes.
How does it work?
Sign up with your Macy's card and shop away. You'll get a great rewards card and Macy's will donate to charity.
Sounds great. Thanks for sharing.
Charge $25 to your Macy's credit card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Go to Macy's or Macy's.com/thanks to enroll in Thanks for Sharing. 10 years of making magic at Macy's.
Here's a gift for you from Eye Care Specialists. Call today and get $2,000 off your LASIK surgery. That's today only at 1-877-62-LASIK.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Patriots players are off for the weekend thanks to their bye week. They'll get Buffalo in Foxborough on Sunday. Patch of 5-3. Bills come into that game at 3-5 after a 21-9 loss to Houston yesterday. The NHL and Players Union will reportedly meet tomorrow after progress was made over the weekend. The lockout is entering its 51st day, and the Celtics are off until Wednesday night when they play the Washington Wizards again, this time back at TD Garden. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Department of Public Health WIC Nutrition Program. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
Getting you where you need to go. It's traffic on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And this update brought to you by Allstate, Alphatown, Route 3 North. Very heavy, 228 up to the split. The expressway slow from the split to Columbia Road. At 128 south, back beyond 28, getting up to the expressway. Northbound, you're slow at 24. And then from 1 to 109 and again up in Highland Ave. We had an earlier breakdown there. 24 back into Brockton, 95 hangs up at Neponset Street. North of town, the Allstate Good Hands route of the day, 128 south, is slow from Main Street down to Route 93. Route 1 hangs up at the Jug Handle and then Main Street to 99, almost back to the Linfels. Route 3 is heavy, 495 to Treble Cove Road. 93 south is slow from 495 down through Spot Pond. And again, from Roosevelt Circle to the deck downtown, the lever down ramp is full. Tobin inbound backing toward Carter Street. And west of town, routes 2 and 9, some light cycle delays. The Pike seeing those delays now, 30 to the barracks and the tolls to the market. Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with Good Hands roadside assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Plus, there are no annual fees and you only pay when you use it. Register at allstate.com/roadside. Are you in good hands? Rick Simonson, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Rock and rock and rock and rock and roll.
Who'd have thought that this band had Michael McDonald in it? Let the star shine, man. Let the guy with the real pipes get going.
Rock and roll.
Did they play this in front of Rerun and Raj?
I don't remember.
They played an awful lot. None of the hits.
Yeah, it was like two episodes worth of Doobie Brothers music on that episode of What's Happening.
Because the kids in Watts in 1977 wanted to see some Doobie Brothers.
Which Doobie you be?
39 degrees at 6:43. We are Toucher and Rich. We have yet to see Aqib Talib play for the Patriots, but he was acquired at the trade deadline. And Greg Bedard has a interesting article about it. Before he goes into the football schematics and what he brings to the team, he says that this move is a move of desperation. He goes on to say, many teams, including the Patriots, removed Tlaib from first-round consideration in 2008 after he admitted to testing positive for marijuana and had a few other incidents. All right. So the point is, obviously, the Patriots looked at this kid coming out of college. He had the marijuana stuff, like, who cares, and a few minor incidents, and they said, you know what, we're not prepared to take him in the first round. And now Bedard claims that his problems have only increased in the pros, that's for sure. A fight with a teammate at the rookie symposium, injuring a teammate during a fight at practice, an assault on a taxi driver, having to be restrained from getting a game at a game official, being accused of firing gunshots during an argument with his sister's boyfriend, and testing positive for a banned substance. He says then, so let's go back to 2008. If Tlaib had the marijuana charges and the minor things, coupled with all these incidents he's had since then, he most likely would not get drafted. A team like the Patriots, though, could throw a seventh-round pick and just say, screw it, let's pick him up. He's got a lot of talent, and if he doesn't work out, what do we lose? And he says that that would be fine if the Patriots did that trade here. It would be fine if they gave a seventh-round pick right now for Tlaib. He said it would be fine if the Patriots make the same trade here. It fits with an organizational philosophy, and you can respect that. But now it's okay to use a fourth-round pick for Tlaib for possibly seven-plus games. Why is that? Why the inconsistencies? And he says because the Patriots have been so bad at drafting and developing cornerbacks that they had no other option but to make the deal with the devil.
Yeah.
That they have been so terrible as an organization at drafting these guys that they have to do something that completely goes against not morality but just organizational philosophy.
Yep.
And this also, I'll add my own piece in here. This also seems to me like they're aware that Brady is on the back end. And that they got to get it in all now. That these fourth-round draft picks don't mean anything. Because unless Tom Brady's playing, they're not winning.
Was this I love how people are making all of these things about, well, the Patriot way's dead now. The Patriot way's this, and this is desperation. And where was all this talk when they got Haynesworth?
They didn't have to give up as much. This is and Haynesworth didn't have nearly these kinds of issues.
They gave up a fifth.
Haynesworth slams some guy off the road. He stomps on a guy during the game. Right. I mean, there was sexual harassment. He's a bad dude.
Not as bad as Tlaib.
No, but Bedard's right on. This is an act of desperation. We talked about it the first month of the season. This secondary is getting worse. Like last year, they got marginally better as they got to the playoffs. This secondary was getting much worse as the season goes on. Both safeties are hurt. Theoretically, if Chung and Gregory are playing, maybe they're better at the back end, but they need somebody to stop somebody in the secondary. They don't have any guy who can do that right now.
And so the point is they were willing to overspend and go against not a moral philosophy, but go against the philosophy of the value of things.
Yep.
To take a chance on him because they want to win now. And ultimately, if you take all what it all is, they want to win while they still have Brady.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he's not painting desperation as being necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's desperation in that you know your future window is short.
Good. It was a good move.
It's fine. I don't mind this at all. This is the right move to make. This is the one really glaring weakness on this team. And you're not going to solve all of it with this guy Tlaib if he's playing well and acting well. But again, short money, half a season plus the playoffs.
Do you make this move if Brady's 27?
You make this move if your secondary is as bad as it is.
I don't think you make this move if he's 27.
You try and make the trade but not spend a fourth round pick.
All right, so you don't make the move. All right, go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I agree with you, Fred. The Patriots, they see Tom Brady's window is closing, their window for another championship. They want that fourth championship bad. They almost had it last year, and I think they probably feel that, you know, we're almost as good as last year. Our offense looks good now, last couple weeks. If our defense can improve 10%, we have a good shot at making the playoffs and going to the Super Bowl again. We got to do this, and I kind of agree with it because, you know, you see the Patriots window. Is it, what, 2 years left, 3 years?
Yeah, probably two. Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know anyone who disagrees with this, who didn't hear this trade and go, oh, bad move.
I can guarantee you a lot of people will disagree with the idea that they're selling out to win right now.
Who?
That they've changed their Patriot sympathizers, people that say there's a Patriot way, people that say that Belichick is into getting leaders and into getting, you know, character guys.
But for the last 3 years, who is, I mean, it's, we've learned that that's not the way it is. I don't know anybody. Is there anyone who's against this signing? Have you read anybody who's against, I'm sorry, this whatever, but trading a fourth-round draft pick for this guy? Have you heard of anyone who's against it?
Yeah, Bedard sort of is against it. He's saying that it reeks of desperation.
But he also praises him as being a great, one of the top 10 one-on-one defenders in the league.
He doesn't say that.
One of corners in the league. Yeah, he does afterwards.
He says he's in a big group under the 10th best corner. He says things get clogged up after you go through the top 10, and he's in that group. Is the way that it's written.
Which makes him a shining star in the secondary.
And he did say he's also the best in the secondary.
Oh, yeah. That's, of course he is. That's nothing. That's a given.
Tlaib is way up here, and then the rest of the secondary is like down by the floor.
I still have yet to find anybody who's vehemently against this guy being on the Patriots. No one.
No.
Because everyone knows how awful the secondary is.
It is desperate, but necessary.
Yep.
Well, you'll hear people are against it if he messes up again. He's one strike away.
Yeah. If you suck, then, you know.
And you'll hear people that are against it if they don't make the AFC Championship game. You'll hear people that are against it because then they're going to come and they're going to open up their Mel Kiper draft papers and they're going to find out that they don't have a fourth-round pick.
They'll drop it. That's one thing. I bet you it's been a while since they've had a gigantic hole like this. They have a first, a second, and a third, and 2 sevenths. So I'm willing to bet money that they drop down in the second or third round. They get out of the second or third round and pick up a fourth or a fifth in there. They're not going to go 3 rounds without picking anything.
I don't know. It depends. They seem to be targeting talent in the first round. It worked out well for them last season.
Yep.
Chandler Jones, it could be keeps up this play, could be Defensive Rookie of the Year. So we'll see. No one's against it now. We'll see.
It's easy to be against something when, you know, it ends up not working.
Right, but it's easy to be for something where you just go, oh, they just got better. These other things are just in the background.
Yeah,
don't worry about
it. If he gets arrested again, if he messes up and gets burned on a post pattern, whatever the case may be.
And you can't say that's hindsight, because the idea is if he gets arrested, you had all these clues that he was going to get arrested.
But no one's against the risk.
But if he gets arrested, Fred, if he gets arrested, you're no worse off than you were before. Take the draft pick out of it. Talent-wise, if he gets arrested and gets suspended again, you're no worse off than you were before.
You're probably not challenging anybody for a title, and you don't have a fourth-round pick next year. That's all.
I'm good with it.
All right. Well, there you go. Sometimes you got to roll the die when your quarterback is getting
35,
nigh.
36, yes.
Getting high and nigh in the age. Huh? Be right back.
Tutcher and Rich. CBSBostonSports.com. The only website you'll ever need for everything Boston sports. CBSBostonSports.com. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, we know you're already a fan of the History Channel and their shows, American Pickers and Pawn Stars. We've talked about it a lot on the show before. Well, now it's a mega monster event beginning tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel. History Goes to Sturgis. Two of your favorite shows are coming together for this huge event. The cast of American Pickers and Pawn Stars, with guest appearances by Rick Dale and Danny the Count, will converge on Sturgis, which everyone knows is America's biggest party with motorcycles. You got to tune in and watch to enter the crossover sweepstakes for a chance to win a trip and $25,000 shopping spree to either the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, Antique Archaeology, Rick's Restorations, or Count's Customs. You've seen all those. You know everything that's inside. You probably know it by the back of your hand. You watch this show so much. www.history.com/crossover for more info. That's www.history.com/crossover for more info. History Channel is taking over with a mega event. Starting tonight, Pawn Stars, American Pickers going to Sturgis.
Hey, it's Felger here. Now, I don't get excited about much, but I'm excited about this. It's a brand new steakhouse coming to Boston. It's not your typical steakhouse. This is Fogo de Chão, an authentic Brazilian steakhouse. Now, what makes it special? A meal at Fogo de Chão is a two-part dining experience with a main course of continuous tableside service of 16 selections of delicious meats prepared over a fire by their gaucho chefs. Beginning Friday, November 2nd, Boston will experience the true Brazilian steakhouse, Fogo de Chão, at the Westin Hotel at Copley Place. Find out more at fogo.com.
Who got the car where the deals are great? Who can you see from 128? Who got a name you've depended on? Woo-burn Toyota, let the wow start now.
Hi, George Martel, Woven Toyota. When you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Toyota or service 7 days a week for your existing Toyota, Woven Toyota is the first and only place to go. Serving generations of customers for 45 years at the crossroads of 128 and 93 in Woburn. Always available at WoburnToyota.com.
This is your Quicken Loans race report. Number 48, Jimmy Johnson, wins two in a row with his victory at the Texas AAA 500 Sprint Cup Series race. He's the first driver to win two in a row from the pole since Jeff Gordon in 07. Johnson also led the most laps and extended his lead to 7 points over Keselowski. And this marks the 700th career victory for Chevrolet. How would you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, see you later. It could happen if you're one of the five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for a whole year. Just go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way. Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void or prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Quicken Loans Incorporated. Mortgage lender. License number ML3.
When disasters like Superstorm Sandy devastate communities, your support helps ensure the American Red Cross is there to provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Donate now at redcross.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10. CBS Cares.
Halfway through the NFL season, Millennium, the Takeda Oncology Company, is proud to announce that they have raised $16,370 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Millennium, the Takeda Oncology Company, is rushing towards a cure.
Win $2,500, $1,500, or $1,000 nationwide cash prizes in CBS Local's Pro Football Knockout Contest. Rules, entry, and tiebreakers at boston.cbslocal.com/2012-pro-football-knockout-pool and other participating CBS websites. Must register by 1 p.m. Eastern September 9th, 2012 to play. Make your weekly pick before the first game of each week of the season. Choose winner of one game each week with no repeat of selected teams. You remain in the pool until your pick loses based on actual game results. Last three players remaining in nationwide pool win. Make a losing selection and join the second chance pool's $1,500 win. Open to legal U.S. residents living in the 48 contiguous United States and Washington, D.C., 18 or older. CBS and Dell Sports employees and families are ineligible. One entry per person and only one entry per email address. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary.
Providing businesses flexible staffing solutions for all their accounting and finance workload needs. Learn more at accountemps.com/flexible staffing, a Robert Half company.
You can count on the 99 restaurants for 9 real size entrees for just $9.99, like the new delicious New Orleans shrimp. The 99. Great meal, great deal.
98.5.
The Sports Hub.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Fresh and Zola.
Anthony Booger McFarland, talk show host at our sister station down in Tampa. Do you have any kind of feel as to who the real Aqib Talib really is?
I think you're getting a player that has a little history. And if you kind of watch his history, there's a pattern. When he has free time, when he has a little bit of leeway, he kind of gets going the wrong way. But when you give him in a structured environment, I think he can do well.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. 38 degrees at 657. Oh, I lost. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? You're on the radio.
How you doing? Hey. First of all, the Patriots are going to take care of themselves, but when you brought up the trade talk, what were the Red Sox thinking signing David Ortiz for 2 years? That surprised the heck out of me. And am I the only one that's pissed off that there's no NHL? These guys are going to get their heads out of their panties and get it straightened out. But the Ortiz signing, my God, I think it's just all building up on me and I'm going to explode.
All right, well, why are you upset about the Ortiz signing? We had heard 2 years all during the season. He performed well when he was playing last year. What has upset you about that?
Are you a left-handed bat away from even contending? Really?
Yeah, but he's history here, and he's beloved. Wouldn't you like to see him retire in a Red Sox uniform?
I'd like to see him retire. Retire now. I mean, take whatever they signed him, divide it over the 35,000 seats, and divide it again by 82 games, and knock that up to ticket prices. He's not going to do anything for the team. He brings nothing to the table.
Can you name a better DH in either free agency or
he brings nothing to the table?
Nothing. Not if you're looking to win a World Series. can win you a game.
You're not going to win a World Series next season, and maybe not 2 years from now. And that's how, if you take him out of this lineup, considering there's no real power bat to go and sign in free agency, how bad is the offense going to be?
It's going to be as bad as it was last year.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't play all year. When's the last time you played all year? When's the last time you've done anything? I love 2007. It was wonderful. Fantastic. It's over. It's done. Let's just move on. He turned into Jack Clark and Don Baylor.
All right.
That's an insult to the man. Jack Clark, when he was here, he did a lot for the economy. He was buying everything that he could see, apparently, is what Jack Clark was up to.
I'm just saying, wouldn't that money be well spent doing? Either you're going to rebuild or you're not.
Well, I don't think this doesn't hinder you from rebuilding. It's only a 2-year deal.
Yeah, there's no cap.
And they feel that he means a lot to the team. Anyway, about the NHL, they met until like past midnight on Saturday, and now they're going to get together again early this week, so maybe that's a positive. And I have a new take that I read somewhere else. I didn't come to it in my own head about exactly why they canceled the Winter Classic.
Okay.
Why they canceled the Winter Classic. It makes a lot of sense, and it's not a opinion I have heard before.
According to Aaron Ward, tomorrow they are scheduled to sit down, the Players Association and the NHL.
Again, after lengthy marathon sessions, are supposed to meet again.
Well, I tell you, the internet blew up overnight about, they're meeting, and they have significant progress made, and they're meeting again on the biggest thing for me, to me, is no one tell the press conference to take a shot at the other side in a week. That in itself is a minor victory.
Well, if you're meeting for that length of time, you're not just sitting there playing darts. I mean, you're actually discussing things of weight. And so if you've decided to meet again, it just seems to me like it would be good. And I don't think that canceling the Winter Classic necessarily means that the NHL has given up, and I'll tell you why. Right after these, no commercials.
This is the home of the game. WBZ-FM and HD1. Boston. The Patriots.
The Patriots.
Play here. 98.5.